Now, everyone, I have to say, I'm so excited for this moment. Ooh, we all got the bus prepared. And when Dutch Holland returns from winning the Euros, it's coming home. It's coming home.
But what? We don't know that's the case.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, please, don't be a sour.
But honey, I bet we lost.
No, we haven't. And we're going to be waiting here with the bus all ready for Dutch to turn up from the airport in a limo to announce that he's won.
Can I ask a pertinent question, Mariah Hawkins?
What is it, Nanny Prescott?
Well, why is it that we're all here, the entire town's here, waiting with a bus? But yeah, none of us actually even bothered to watch the game. What are we in the football, honey, child? But yet, why?
Well, you heard at the last town hall meeting with Dr. Tamini what's going on. Yes, because I prophesied that if we all avoided social media and did not watch the game, that Dutch Holland will win World Euro Cup. That he will bring it home. He will bring it home to Grassmere Valley. And then we will celebrate. And we will celebrate him. And he'll celebrate us. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, and I pray and I plead the blood and the prayer miracle cloth, and it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's coming home. I know it's coming. I don't even watch the TV because I know it's coming.
Honey, you don't know it. Why did we listen to this foolish lady?
Well, Nanny Prescott, I believe in England. It's coming home. It's coming. I know it's coming home. I'm with Dr. Me. It's coming home, you know.
Oh, Jude, wake up. Goodness me. Whew.
Well, while we're in, should we talk about the upcoming wedding that Scott or Dean and Scott and Dean are we're gonna be having with Mary and Mary?
Oh, no one cares about your stupid little love life anyway. I mean, come on, we're all here for England. I mean, seriously.
Well, Nancy Morgan, that's a little bit rough for you.
Says the ever so optimistic Luke Mirror. I mean, at least I've got something to look forward to while I live in this time. That'd be the most excitement I've ever had, England actually winning something. Seriously.
Do you have to chew gum like that? You're like that Chuck Pierce man.
And who is that exactly?
Oh, thank goodness you haven't been the glory of Zion, honey.
Now I know that my Dutch would bring it home. And if he does so, I can see us becoming an item.
Beverly, oh God, you're still trying to chase after him again? Goodness me. I remember that last time when the Grassy Valley were in the playoffs, you know, and you were Googling over Frank Buero, you know, honey, child, the guy that you said was a pig and nearly caused him, you know, to have a mental breakdown, honey, child, but then you convinced him you loved him because he was doing well, and then when he did well, you went on to the next one, that Matt Joseph, honey, child, and then you just keep going up to person, and let's not forget about Jed the Worship Pastor, which don't get
I'll be quiet. Anyway, if Dutch won't have me, I'm sure Gareth Southgate will.
Isn't he already married?
That's never stopped a man chasing after me before, Nanny Prescott.
Oh boy.
Now, while we're here, Granny Babadai, why have you not turned up to my spinning class?
Honey Jack, leave the poor lady alone. I mean, is it wise that she's even here? I mean, any shock could kill her, honey Jack.
Yes, it could.
Oh, Mr. Tyler, go leave her be with that silly wheel stuff again. Don't try and kill her.
Don't worry, Nanny Prescott. I'm here. You see, I had one of the attacks again. I'm here to do mouth-to-mouth.
Oh, SL Jack, thank you so much. Where would she be without you being her event player?
You can say that again, Nanny Prescott. I mean, I'm his wife, and I think he does more mouth-to-mouth for her than he does with me.
Oh, let me try, honey, Ted. I feel your pain. I mean, not really, because I don't want to... That's your business with the kiss. So point being is, honey, child, I feel for you.
Hey, guys, it looks like TJ's found them. Looks like TJ's found Dutch. It looks like Dutch is coming along.
Oh, Deborah, oh, thank you for announcing that, because it's coming home. It's coming home. I mean, England winning is about time, because winning is totally in, and England's totally in, and it's coming home's totally in, and I know for a fact it's totally coming home. And
oh, can you totally shut up, Claude?
I can see it now. I can see Dutch smiling. I know it. I know it. He won it. He won it for us. It's coming home. I prophesied, and we kept the promise. We kept the promise. We all did not look at the result at all, did we? We all, I know it. I know he won.
No, I'm better if we looked at the results. Otherwise, I will kill those maggots. If we lost because of they looked it up, I'm not going to be happy.
Oh, I can't wait for Dutch to announce that he's won, and then the engagement can begin.
Maybe we could get Dutch to do the best man speech at the wedding. What do you think, Scott or Dean? Yeah, I think Scott or Dean would be a good idea. Yeah.
Come on, guys. It's going to come home, innit? It's going to come home.
Let's celebrate that it's coming home. Guys, can I be the voice? We have no idea if it's coming home because no one watched the thing. We can't assume things.
Well, we can because I saw it and I pleaded the blood and I put my prayer in my uncle Clark and I know.
Honey, you don't know anything. I mean, you probably think that hair dies natural.
Oh, it is.
Oh, honey, please.
Well, look who it is. It's Dutch Holland. Come over here, Dutch. He's being so modest, putting his head down. But, oh, Dutch, we just know that you just played wonders and that you won the competition. Did you watch the game? No, because we have complete faith, Dutch, that you won the game. I mean, don't we? Yes, I pleaded the blood.
Honey, Chad, I think Dutch needs to tell us.
No, he doesn't need to say a word because we have got the bus here to celebrate his victory. Well, the thing is, well, come along, Dutch. Come on, people. Away, away. It's a cheeky hop.
Honey, I'm not singing the cheeky holiday with the cheeky girl. No, put that song there.
Well, we won, hey. Well, about that, Prime Minister Candice Waller is in the house. Well, I am here congratulating you on behalf of the town and the entire nation for what you pulled off at Wembley. I mean, it was phenomenal, Dutch. I mean, we know how you scored the winning goal. Congratulations. Oh, thank you. Well, that's a vigorous handshake, Candice, but really, you don't need to... Did no one really watch the game?
I'm telling you, people, I don't...
Well, let me get on Instagram and let me do a little snappy selfie of you, Dutch. Because it's totally in to be one of the winners, because we are the winners. You're a 2020, hey. Now, next year, you can take on the World Cup. I mean, 1 minute, you know, England's kind of out with Brexit, all that jibber-jabber. And then it's back and totally in. Guys, I think I need to tell you something. Will you marry me, Dutch? Beverly, that I rejected you last time, this time doesn't change anything. But how can you say that, Dutch? I mean, I am the poor little witch girl, and us together will make the perfect super couple that the world has ever known. Speaking of couples, you know, Scott and Dean, one of us is Scott, one of us is Dean, right? We're getting married to, Mary, and we thought you would be perfect to do the speech, Dutch. Yeah, you could do the speech. Right, well, we want winners, you know, to be helped to, you know, clear up our confusion. As I really think that, do you believe that England won? Because I did, I know I did. Dutch, you brought it home. Oh, thank you, Tessa. That's no problem. I should have been there at Wembley singing with my high heels, but I was supporting you without watching the TV because we're talking about that. Talk to me what's going on, not to watch it. And it's coming home. It is home. Guys, let's get onto the bus, everybody. Onto the bus.
Honey, I think we need a...
Come on, everybody. Is the entire town going to get on the bus?
It kind of looks like it, Dutch.
Well, if so, I don't think the wheels are going to go round and round. Oh, it will, because you brought it home. You brought it home.
Honey, Chad, he hasn't got any cup in his hand. There's no other England people team here. There's no Gareth Southgate here. I think we need to get some clues and let Dad speak. I think he said,
it's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Guys, it's not coming home. what do you mean by that? Exactly what that means. Which is,
honey child, he lost.
That's not what he's saying. That is exactly what we're saying. We did very well, but we got into penalty shootouts and then we lost. Italy won.
Did you say Italy won?
Yes.
Well, I didn't too, but I'm of Italian descent, so I'll win either way. Guys? Guys?
I told you the shock's gonna kill her.
Oh boy, this time she's fell off the top of the bus. I better go and jump down and help her.
So you mean I just shook your hand and said well done and you didn't even win the competition? Well, no, Prime Minister. We did not.
Well, I don't see why we should waste a totally good bus with all of us crammed on it to celebrate the fact that it's not coming home this time. Come on, people, let's go. It's coming home soon. It's coming home soon. It's coming home soon.
Oh, my. Is anyone going to call the ambulance for Granny about to die?
I hope not. I still want to get that money.
Mr. Tyler, I'm going to get the phone. Goodness me, child.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassy Valley. I'm the creative show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for listening. So, it did not come home, as you may have well guessed, for those who even follow football, which I barely do. But congratulations for what the England team managed to do. And don't forget, you can get the books. You can find out now. Remember, our 100th episode is coming soon, which should be good fun as well. But until next time, bye-bye for now.